Wednesday, 31st week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor had fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this sentence: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Now, great multitudes accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone come to me, and doth not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, that even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever doth not bear his own cross to come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he had enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he had laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who come against him with 20,000? And if not, why the other is then a great way off? He send an embassy and ask terms of peace. So therefore, whoever of you does not renounce all that he had cannot be my disciple." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: God's love is more important than anything else. When one first skimmed through today's reading, one may hardly find a harmony for both Paul's advice and Jesus' requirement. Why Paul reserved a very important place for loving others, Jesus demand people to hate their family and even themselves before they can become his disciples. With some reflection, we shall see there is not a conflict in true teachings. Both Paul and Jesus reserve the absolute standing for God's love. While Paul emphasized the love for others, Jesus emphasized God's love over one love for himself and for his family. Second, the readings. Analysis. First reading: love is fulfilling of the law. Third point: God's love is more important than anything else. After arguing about the important role of faith over the law, Paul continued to argue about the important role of charity over the law. he advised the faithful, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this sentence. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Saint Thomas helped us to clarify polite teaching when he said that when we love someone, we want bad things for that person. When one is hurt by love, one will not cause damage for others in anything, but to help them to achieve the best. Saint Thomas went further by comparing the important role of love over the law. He said, love is more positive because it controls the mind of a person so that he shall not cause harm for others. Why the law is only negative? Because it only sets limits on people's true hands. For example, the law can prevent people from violating the sixth commandment, but it is unable to stop people to violate the ninth commandment. Second point, love is fulfilling of the law. And Paul makes a conclusion. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Jesus also highlights the important role of love over the law at Paul and Thomas Aquinas. When he corrected the scribes and the Pharisees that they pay too much attention to the purification of hands and the paying of tithes and forget about the greater things such as love and righteousness. He asked them to take a deep look into their soul so they can purify all dirty things which originate from there, such as adultery, robbery, murder, greedy, wrong accusation, and many other sins. In short, all three persons, Jesus, Paul, and Thomas Aquinas, recognize the important role of love over all things. Once people have God's love, the law is no longer needed. Love shall help people to exceed the limitation of the law to attain wonderful results which the law can never attain them. What we need to pay attention here is that all three of them use the word love, agape, only in recent context. This is one of the three theological virtues which have their origin from God, were given to people through the sacrament of baptism. But people need to develop them through prayer, frequently receiving sacraments, and practice them in their daily life. Second, the gospel. Dry disciples must pay a dearly price to follow him. According to Luke's report, Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem. Many people were hoping that Jesus shall use his mighty power to fight against the Roman Empire and to recover Israel's kingdom. So they followed to support him. Jesus knew that they were thinking. He let them know what shall happen for him in Jerusalem and gave them three conditions for those who want to follow him. First point, three necessary conditions to follow Jesus. One can say that the three conditions cover all what people may possess. First, they must give up their relatives. Jesus said to them, "If anyone come to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." The Greek verb is used here is miseo, which means to hate, to despise, not to concern with, or to pay attention to. Matthew was more careful when using the verb than Luke. Jesus stated, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." See Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. It is for sure that Jesus did not teach people to hate their relatives as hating their enemy, but also to love them as ourselves. Love used to pay a special attention to love because he is a nurse. And his duty is to lovely care for patients. Here, Luke probably understood Jesus' meaning as in Matthew, that Christ's disciples must not value their relatives more than God. And when they must choose between God and their relative, they must choose God. Second, must give up their own life. As Christ sacrificed his body for human beings, Christ's disciples were also demanded to sacrifice themselves for God and others. Third, must carry their cross. Jesus continued to say to them, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." The cross he mentioned here not necessarily means the cross which Jesus would die on, but all other sufferings such as despise, misunderstanding, persecution, etc., which a disciple must endure in preaching the gospel. Second point, true illustrated example. To illustrate the necessity of the careful thinking before one desires to be his disciple, Jesus gave them two concrete examples. First, building a tower. Money is the deciding factor for all the building projects. People must have enough or extra money when the project is started. If a project started and money is run out, the building company shall stop the project. People shall look at the project and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Second, fighting the enemy. Equal force is the deciding factor in fighting. Before fighting, a military leader must send out a spy to observe his opponent's foxes, to evaluate and to compare with his foxes. If he thinks that he might have a chance of winning, he shall fight. If not, he must ask for help or make overtures of reconciliation. Similarly, Jesus required those who want to follow him to carefully think of his three conditions and to evaluate their power to see if they can meet them. If they are not able to meet the conditions, they should not follow him. Application in life. God's love is the most important element in recent life. We must try to understand God's love for us and let this love increase to the maximum in our soul. We must carefully review three things which Jesus requires from us to see if we can meet them. Once we decided, we should follow him all the way to the end. Amen.